Baby. I wish I could tell you. I wish there was some way I could just take my brain and put it in your head. Because I think it would really help. Yeah. You're not a burden. You're not too much. You're not more than I can handle. You're not more than... No, I just... I hate when you say those kind of things. Because even if I tell you that you're not, you don't believe me. You just think I'm saying it to be nice, or... Yeah, I wish you could just internalize it. I understand why you don't. I understand that everything in your life has kind of made you feel and think that you're a burden, or that, you know, you're too much, and that, I don't know, you've been made to feel like a problem. Yeah, and it's not atypical that people have upbringings that lead them to that conclusion. No. When I was younger, I felt like I was a problem. I felt like I was, you know, never good enough, that no matter what I did, who could love me? Who could ever be happy with me? I know, and I say that to you, and you're like, that's crazy, that's insane. That's how I feel about you. Yes, it is. I know you can't fathom that or understand that, and that's fair. But I want to show you that it's true. Because I do love you, and you are enough for me, and you will always be enough for me. Yeah, I don't want anything more than what you are. No. I don't need you to pretend or act or put on airs or just... I just want you. I fell in love with you. Just you as you were, as you are. Yeah. And all of you. You know? No. Obviously, we're all trying to get better. We all have faults. We all have things that we wish we didn't have, you know? That's fine. We're allowed to have things that we want to get better in. And, you know, there's a bunch of stuff I want to be better in. Better at, you know? Yeah. But that's not... I'm not asking you to change. Nor are you asking me. You know, anything I want to change within myself is stuff that I want to change within me because I don't like it. Or I think it could be better. Or I could be better. Yeah. But first and foremost, better for me. And then secondly, better for you. Yeah. But you don't have to change. I'm not asking you to change. If there are things you want to change, I will support you, but as long as they're for the right reasons. Yeah. But this isn't about change. This is about you knowing that you're enough, as you are. And you don't need to change for that. You could be the same person you are now, 50 years from now, and I will still love you just the same. Yes. Baby, yes. Yes, I would. I'm allowed to be frustrated sometimes. I'm allowed to get annoyed at occasions. I wish I didn't. I wish I was more perfect. But just because I do doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. No. I'm not getting annoyed with you. I'm getting annoyed with situations. Yeah, you're not the cause of any of that. I promise. I know. And I feel bad. I feel bad when I make you feel that way, because I never want to. Not once. So if I ever have, I am so sorry. That's the last thing I want to do. I love you so much. I love you so dearly. I would never want to hurt the person I love the most. Yeah, come here. It's okay. It's okay. You're okay. You're not a burden, baby. No, you're not. Not even a little bit. Okay. I love you too. I love you so much. No, you didn't ruin the day, baby. Baby, we can still have a wonderful day. We can still have a great, wonderful, wonderful day. You didn't ruin anything. Nothing's been ruined. We just had a little talk, that's all. And talking is good. Talking is important. Yeah, if we can't talk about the kind of stuff, then we are doomed. Oh, truly. Communication is so important. That's why I'm not worried about us, because no matter what, we can just sit down and talk. Yeah. The ability just to sit down and talk about things, like, evenly and coolly, and no one gets upset, and everyone feels heard. That's invaluable. Like, that's why I know we're going to work forever. Because as long as both of us can come, sit down, and just openly talk about stuff, we're going to do just fine. All right? You're not going to lose me, baby. No, you're not. You're not going to lose me. I promise. Okay? As long as we can always sit down and just talk openly with each other, we'll be A-okay. Yeah. No, you weren't being silly. You weren't. I'm glad you talked to me about this. I'm glad you brought it up. I never want you to feel bad for that. No, I don't want you to be afraid to come to me. I don't want you to be afraid of me at all. Yeah. I want you to feel like this is a safe place where you can just talk about what you need to talk about, and I'll be here to listen. Yeah, because I think everyone deserves that. I think everyone deserves a space where they feel like they can say how they feel and get it received without judgment, and just have someone who's just there, regardless of what the things you say are. Yeah. I know. I do. I mean, sometimes it's harder for me to share, but that's my own stuff. Yeah, that's my own baggage that I'm working through, that I'm trying to be better about. But I'm really proud of you for coming and talking, and even though you didn't know how I react to what you were going to say, you were brave enough to come and tell me that, you know? And I appreciate that. I do. I'm not mad, I'm not upset. I'm grateful. I'm glad. Yeah, 1,000,000%, baby. Genuinely. I love you too. Come here. It's going to be okay. Okay? It really will be okay.